First aid kit is helpful to have when someone gets hurt. The quicker first aid kit can be accessed, the sooner a person can use it. That's why it's important to know where the first aid kits are and to make sure that they are stocked with necessary items. Two places to keep a first aid kit are in a house or apartment and in a car. You can put together your own first aid kit or you can buy one already made. First aid kits are available in many drugstores, department stores, grocery stores, and online. When making your own first aid kit, you can find the items that you need in many of the same places. Remember, you can contact your healthcare provider or a person you go to for support if you're not sure what to do. To put a first aid kit together, find a plastic container or a box with a lid or a large bag. Write your address on the outside of the kit as a reminder in case you need to call 911. Here are some items that you can put in your first aid kit. A sheet of paper that includes the following information: your healthcare providers, be sure to include any specialists you visit, a few family members and or friend who can be called in case of an emergency, be sure to let them know that they are on your list, the phone number for the poison helpline. The toll-free phone number for anyone in the United States is 800-222-1222. A list of all your prescriptions and other medicines that you take, include vitamins and other natural supplements that you might take. It is helpful to have a list of your family's healthcare needs. You can ask your family for important health information such as any illnesses, conditions, and medications. A few pairs of disposable non-latex gloves to wear while cleaning a wound. Gloves help prevent infection while caring for a wound. It might be helpful to have large-sized gloves so they can fit on different sized hands. Hand sanitizer to clean germs from your hands. 5 packets of antiseptic wipes or pads for cleaning cuts or scrapes. Sterile cotton gauze and bandages to cover different sized cuts and scrapes. This is a list of most helpful types of sizes. 1 roll of gauze that is 3 inches wide. 1 roll of gauze that is 4 inches wide. 5 sterile gauze pads that are 3 inch squares. 5 sterile gauze pads that are 4 inch squares. 2 absorbent bandages that are 5 inches by 9 inches, 25 adhesive bandages in different sizes, 2 triangular bandages, 1 large triangular bandage or a piece of cloth that can be used as an arm sling, a scarf or bandana can be used, 1 roll of adhesive cloth tape that is 10 yards long and 1 inch wide, 2 small packets of aspirin, each aspirin pill is 81 milligrams. Aspirin helps relieve minor pains and aches, 1 emergency blanket. An emergency blanket looks like aluminum foil, but is made specially to protect a person's body from cold. 1 breathing barrier with a one-way valve. 2 hydrocortisone ointment packets. 1 oral thermometer. A thermometer checks if a person has a fever. Be sure that the thermometer is not made of glass and does not contain mercury. 1 pair of tweezers. Tweezers are helpful to remove splinters from the skin. 1 small pair of scissors to cut bandages or the tape. 1 instant cold compress or ice pack for swelling or pain. Plastic Ziploc bags for ice or used bandages. Sterile saline to wash wounds or if things get stuck in your eye. Medications including antibiotic ointment or cream to put on cut or scrapes before bandaging. Aloe vera gel for sunburn. Hydrocortisone cream for itchy rashes or bug bites. Aspirin. Don't take aspirin if you are allergic to aspirin, have bleeding problems, or take another blood thinning medication, or if your doctor previously told you not to do so. Never give aspirin to children. If you or someone live with a severe allergy, include antihistamine medicine and an epinephrine injector if prescribed by your doctor, small, waterproof flashlight or headlamp, and extra batteries to help you see in case of dark. Small notepad and waterproof writing instrument to write important information. Emergency space blanket to keep warm. If you or someone who live with diabetes, include a juice box, glucose tablets and gels, an emergency glucagon injection kit as directed by your doctor. Don't forget to check the kit twice a year to replace any used contents, replace any expired medications, and replace any old batteries. We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. Portions of this resource have been adapted from the American Red Cross. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely, or at any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to the person's actions, taken or not taken, based upon any or all of the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by an Inclusive Healthy Communities grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Resources.